Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, Pathways, Crossroads, and the Desired Destination.
Job 42, amen, verse 12 through 17, all right? 1 minute. For each point, and I might be a little bit over, and so if I go into 10 minutes, you'll know I did real good. Number one, amen, the subject matter for today was, now what? Now what? And it's amazing that we're in a now what moment. Now what? All right? So there are seven things when you look at Job 42, amen, that you see from observing what we've been learning about through the life of Job, all right? So number one, as we looked at the life of Job and as now we move forward, number one, God remains a divine mystery of the universe even when he gives revelation, requirements, and resources. God remains the great divine mystery of the universe even when he gives revelation, requirements, and resources. I'm amazed that when we get a little bit of revelation of where we think we arrive to. I'm amazed when we get a little bit of what God requires, now where we settle. I'm amazed that if we get a few resources that we can bless a little bit, all of a sudden, we start thinking that we've got God figured out. We know how he moves. We know how he's going to provide. Well, I came to let you know today that if you read the book of Job, God remains a great divine mystery. Every now and then, we're not going to know where he is or what he's doing. Are y'all still here? Every now and then, we're not going to know why is this this and why is that. All right, somebody say me real loud. God is the divine mystery of the whole universe. I believe one writer said his ways are past finding out. Never move God outside of being a mystery. He can put you on a low-paying job where you make more money than you would have been on a high-paying job. He can put you on a high-paying job and how he calls you to distribute your money, you won't know where your money went. And he's trying to show us, I am your provider, not your provisions. Somebody said to me, God is a divine mystery. And he's going to remain that. Number two, I told you, I only have 1 minute for every point. Number two. As it relates to the Job experience, some have already navigated through it. Others are in the midst of it. And some should begin preparing for it. I need to let all of us know, especially those that may be in a Job experience, somebody sitting beside you have already gone through it, and if you talk to them, you could get some wisdom. There's some folks in here that have had everything and lost everything. And now God has given it back. So as it relates to the Job experience, some have navigated it. Others are in the midst of it. Those of you that are in the midst of your Job experience, hang on in there. Tell your neighbor, look at somebody and say, you're going to come out of it. You're going to come out of it. And I need to tell some of this crowd, make sure you spend some time preparing when your Job experience come upon you. Sidebar. Some, you have gone through Job experiences, and you're trying to help people that are in their Job experience, be careful what you do with your pearls. Did y'all hear what I just said? If you're not careful, you're missing who will receive the pearls with somebody that does not value your pearls. And you trying to get them to believe you, and you trying to encourage them, and you trying to get them to see that what you know, and cause you with, and they not even, everything you tell them, they cast it aside. And I could tell you why they cast it aside, but y'all really don't want to hear that. A lot of times they can't hear you because you're a female. A lot of times they can't hear you because you're not old enough, or you don't appear old enough. African-American community, I need to say something, and I know I'm on Facebook Live, but I'm going to say it anyway. Sometimes we value what Caucasians say more than we value the same thing that African-Americans are saying. And that's part of the Jim Crow from a long time ago. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Hear me. God chooses the raven by which he'll feed you. Do me a favor, talk to your neighbor, because Pastor, I only have 7 minutes. 7 minutes, and then I don't. Come on, say God chooses the raven which he'll feed you by. Ain't another raven ain't coming. You better get to eating. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing, all right? So as it relates to the Job experience, some have already navigated through it. Others are in the midst of it. Some are preparing for it. Most importantly, be able to identify where we are. One of the saddest indictments is some of us are in the Job experience and we can't see it. Some of us are out of it and we're still operating like we're in it. You got to know when to declare that's over. Somebody say that's over. God, all right, all right. All right, number three, because I'm out of time. Number three, we must be determined to never lose hope. Was it Jesse Jackson that said, keep hope alive? I believe Barack Obama said, the audacity of hope. I see an enemy that's trying to remove hope from a people. I see an enemy that's trying to remove hope from a people. 1 Peter 1 and 3 talks about this hope that we have in Jesus. So we're not hoping in, amen, a Barack or a Martin Luther. Our hope is in God. And who God uses. Be determined. Don't become hopeless. Do me a favor, put your hand on somebody lightly. Say, don't become hopeless. There is an enemy in the atmosphere that's trying to take hope from a people. This book of Job, Genesis account of Joseph, New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, account of Jesus. You got three J's that should give you hope. Job, Joseph, Jesus. Job, come on, say it with me. Job, Joseph, and Jesus. What are you going through that them boys ain't already gone through? You're in a pit? Joseph said, I'll teach you how to get out of pit. You got spiritual activity going on behind the scenes that you know nothing about that is affecting your daily life? Job said, I'll show you how to navigate that. You in a grave and it's 2 days? Jesus will show you how to get up on the third day. So what is it that we are experiencing that can take our hope? Nothing. We have to relinquish it. Tell your neighbor, hang on to your hope. Hang on to your hope. Hang on to your hope. And Daniel chapter number 7 said there's going to come an hour that Satan tries to wear the saints out. I believe with all of my heart, if we're not there, we're close to it. Do me a favor. Go ahead and make a declaration. Say, I will not be worn out, and I will not lose hope. Okay, yeah, y'all trying to see if I'm going to stick with my 7 minutes. I keep seeing some of y'all look at y'all watches. Y'all can't time me. Amen, I'm going to do it. Amen, either on that clock's time or on God's time of 7 minutes. Number four, medium, we there? Number four, learn to embrace what's seasonal. Learn how to embrace what's seasonal. Don't leave me yet. But learn how to live in peace always. Learn how to make the joy of the Lord your strength. That's a deadly combination right there. If you make the joy of the Lord your strength, it doesn't matter what season you in. But if you don't make the joy of the Lord your strength, certain seasons going to bother you. And you won't be able to fully embrace it. Now, I don't care how much you don't embrace winter. The last couple of nights told us winter coming. You keep going out in them shorts if you want to. You better embrace you got to pick up a leather jacket before you go out now. I know, we don't want winter to come because we got to hit that thing on the wall that BG&E love us to hit. And I fought it last night. I kept looking over and Kim looked like she was cold and Kim gets cold easy. And I was fighting it like, no. So I went and got a space heater. So my baby be warm. And put it on her side of the bed. All that work, I should have put it on my side. But I put it on her side. What am I trying to tell you? Some things are seasonal. Embrace what's seasonal. This Job's experience was seasonal. I'm so glad. Ho. That ain't the key I'm in, ho. I'm so glad. Trouble don't last always. Some of us are living like this is going to last always. Okay, you can go back. A lot of those songs we let go that we might need to go back and get. Come on, tell your neighbor, this ain't going to last always. Embrace what's seasonal. Learn how to live in peace always. Sometimes you have to declare in your house, we're going to have peace in this house. Y'all talk back to me. I don't care if you're living single and you by yourself. Sometimes you have to declare, we're going to have peace in this house. Thank you, Ella Laton. She's single, living by herself. Sometimes she has to declare, we're going to have peace in here. And I need to help some of y'all that's going to be we for real. You better learn how to do it when it's just this right here by yourself so you can know how to do it when it gets like this. Because if you can't do it like this, when you get like this, it's going to go crazy. Okay, y'all don't want me to go there this morning. Learn how to embrace what's seasonal. Learn how to live in peace always. Did Jesus not say unto us, my peace I leave with you? If he left it, where did he go? What did you let drive the peace of God away? Somebody needs to hear me say this. You have to determine that you're going to live in peace. Through every season will take you through a strange emotion. You won't even know what that emotion is. You won't even know why you're feeling like you're feeling. You got to know how this is seasonal, but I'm going to live in peace. Somebody said, this is seasonal, but I'm going to live in peace. And you do it by making the joy of the Lord your strength. Somebody just go ahead and say, he is my strength. All right, number five. I told you I got seven of them. All right, number five. Come to understand that God results are different from the results the world celebrate. Come to understand that God results are different from the results that the world celebrates. God gave us just what we needed, and we mad because we didn't get what we want. I know at least two or three people in here, when they look back, They so glad God didn't give them what they wanted. Sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha. Kidding. Y'all about to go in tongues. Ain't some of y'all ain't never heard y'all speak in tongues. You about to go in tongues like, sha-na-na-na-na-na. I ain't even never heard them speak in no tongues. I ain't even know you had a tongue. Young folks, y'all please listen to me. 25 and older. I'm on this thing right now with y'all 25 and under because I know the enemy's got a hit on you. I know the enemy's going after you. That's why I'm sending some of y'all some texts. It's like, that's Pastor Lawrence on the edge right now. That's what mama was talking about, where they get on the edge. Some of y'all don't understand. I see what's after you. And some of y'all, 25 and under, some people are walking away from y'all, and this is what you need to do. Hey, ka ta 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 ta. Y'all need to jump up, spent real violent. I wish I could go you a little bit more detail. We're dealing with a situation right now of a young person that got tangled up with the wrong person. Sometimes God does not give you what you want because he's trying to save your life. Amen. And you crying. And you don't even realize just saved your life. I got some folks in here, if I gate in the microphone, they can take you back 25 years ago. God saved their lives. Okay, y'all listen. I got some folks in here, they so glad they didn't marry their sweetheart. See, now you hear every now and then somebody married their sweetheart, but you got some folks sitting beside you, they so glad they didn't marry their sweetheart. They won't even look straight right now. They won't even look at you right now because they so glad they didn't marry their high school sweetheart. And you crying because little RuPaul left you. 11th grade. Whatever his name is, RuPaul, Epa, Kumpa. What? Okay, I'm y'all using my 7 minutes. Stop talking. God's got some results that are very different. And I'm learning that more the older I get. God's got some results that are very different. But if you buy into this America dream, your results are calibrated by an American dream that many are finding out is a nightmare. Ask God every day, what do you want me to have? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to hang out with? This ain't the hour to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. People ain't coming back. What I have, about 3 minutes? Come to understand that God's results are different from what the results the world celebrate. When you get over into Mark, it says, be careful not to gain the world and lose your soul. That's too expensive. Number six, and all of this is from the book of Job. I'm giving y'all some wisdom that I saw in seven wise statements. Number six, we must become steadfast in being grateful and thankful. When God gives us what he wants us to have, be grateful and thankful. When God does it the way he chooses to do it, tell him thank you. Sometimes it's a test for what he'll give you next. I'm learning it is a sign of authentic spiritual formation when God gave you what he wanted you to have, and you can be thankful, you can be grateful, and then you can be godly content. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. 1 Thessalonians. He's at the spiritual formation. So sometimes he does something that we didn't see he was going to do, and then he waits to see what comes out of our mouths next. Be careful about murmuring and complaining, because 1 Corinthians 10 tells us that there was a generation that murmured and complained about what God was doing. Guess what he did? He opened up the whole earth and swallowed them up. What kind of God do we serve? He's to be feared. He's a mystery. I know he does not like murmuring and complaining. Can I sidebar real quickly? Some things we beg God for, how is it 2 weeks later we complaining about it when he gives it to us? Y'all don't look at me in that tone of voice, because y'all know easily where I go. God, give me a job. 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 Then he gives you a job. And on Saturday, you're talking about, here come Monday. Well, 2 weeks ago, you asked him to give you a job. You ought to be telling, thank God, here come Monday. I could talk about privilege. I could talk about entitlement that rules this generation. That's why we are like we are. We think God has to give us a job. Hear me, hear me, hear me. We must become steadfast in being grateful and thankful. It is a sign of authentic spiritual formation that you woke up in the morning and you said, God, thank you. You was able to sleep last night. God, I appreciate it. Amen. You had health in your body. Amen. God, I thank you. Might not have a six pack yet, but you don't have a 12 pack. Okay, you're not like some of these guys around here that's going to gym, but you ain't who you used to be. We got this terrible thing in this culture of comparing. Some of us, the only thing we should celebrate the most, we ain't drank no sodas this week. Ouch. When I don't drink no sodas in a week, I need to be saying thank you, Jesus, because your brother, man, he likes sodas. So when I don't drink a soda, I need to be, I might not be where I want to be weight-wise, but I didn't drink no sodas. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the discipline to do it this week. Not looking at somebody that's, you know, like holding, they got one of them t-shirts on and I see his arm. He walk in the door, people say PL, but they call him Big Swole. Won't you call me Big Swole? Because you ain't swole. Come on, tell your neighbor, learn to be grateful and thankful. Number seven, and I'm done. And if I took more than 7 minutes, guys, please forgive me. Amen. Number seven, never forget that God works all things together for good for believers. Therefore, expect the next phase of our lives to be phenomenal regardless of what it looks and feels like right now. That's loaded, isn't it? When you read Job 42, verse 12 through 17, and I wish I had a little bit more time because there's something very powerful revealed in there. Job receives stuff. He received cattle. He restores. God restores all that he lost. But then it starts talking about his children. And it starts talking about what comes out of his loins. And I believe with all of my heart, the prophetic declaration that is on us, God about to bless what comes out of our loins. And if you read them names, I ain't never heard anybody talk about Job's ethnic makeup. But them some strange names. Them got to be some black children. Y'all read the names. Hey, don't look at me. Read the name. Call them out, Nikki. 42, somewhere around 15, 16, 17. Yeah. Keziah. See, some of y'all laughing. Y'all know good and well who that is.
Keziah.
Jemima. Okay. And that last one is something else.
Karen Hapuk.
Yeah. Your first cousin. I'm sorry, y'all. But what I want you to hear most is what came out of his loins. God said, what came out of his loins, there were no other creatures on the earth like these children. One of you guys, if y'all do I can't remember now. I've studied it. The last name has to do with eyeshadow and different stuff. Her name came from stuff that they used in that day to make eyeshadow. Yeah. What comes out of our loins now is going to be unlike any other sons and daughters that are coming out of other people's loins. God going to use them greatly. And then he says something peculiar that I don't have time to say. He gave the daughters of part of the inheritance of the sons. He gave the daughters a part of the inheritance, which was part of the son's inheritance. He's trying to show us that the path is shining brighter and brighter and brighter. And what comes out of our loins is going to bless the earth. It's going to impact the earth. And that this ladder in, somebody sent me this ladder in, may be greater than the former. Here it is. Here is where I conclude, and I promise you I'm done. What now? That was the question that I asked. What now? The first thing is we should now get ready for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add in no sorrow. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. All right. We should now get ready for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. What now? All right. Next, what comes out of us will now be mind-blowing. You have something in you that all the earth is waiting for. You missed it. You have something in you that all the earth is waiting for. Some of you, it's a business. Some of you, it's a child. Some of you, amen, it's a vision. Some of you, we can't even describe it yet. You have something in you that when it comes out of you, it's going to bless all of creation. Come on, do me a favor. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got something in you that when it comes out of you, it's going to bless all of creation.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.